Welcome to More Like Radio's Game of Thrones, Wieners, and Such show. Back after a very, very long hiatus. We have a big cast tonight. But Marie's here, of course.
Hello.
We have John.
Bonjour.
Yes, our personal Jon Snow is on the show.
Yay.
We have Rorschach from Rorschach and Doc.
Hello, everybody.
We have Mitch, but not Sherry.
I'm here. Hello.
And Mersh.
Hi.
Did I get everybody?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're back after... Okay, turn it down!
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I got excited.
We're back after a year's hiatus.
Really good show.
We're doing episodes 1 and 2. What are the names of 2 episodes we're doing today? You could fade out of that for the love of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Episode 1 is titled Home. Mm-hmm. No, sorry.
No, episode one is
The Red Woman. Episode 2 is Home. Sorry.
We only had an hour of prep before, guys, so don't worry about it. I mean,
God forbid. Job.
God forbid. We get the first thing wrong right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
All right. Anyway. So, it was after a long time. Now, what we've missed in between is the internet still not figuring out whether Jon Snow was coming back. Now, I think everybody kind of knew he was towards the end, but for a while there, it was hit and miss.
Yep.
But
before we get started, do we want to round robin and ask everyone how long they thought season 6 would go into before you saw Jon Snow resurrected?
That's a good question. I
figured like halfway in the middle.
Halfway in the middle?
Yeah.
So like season 6 or so?
Yeah, like it would be like a 2-parter, and you wouldn't after the first part, you couldn't tell if he was alive or not, and then just at the end of like episode or part 2, you'd see like an eye blink or like a nostril flare, and it's like, oh, is he alive? I don't know, but nah, he basically.
Royce,
the second
I was gonna say let's round robin. Royce, how long?
I honestly thought first episode he was gonna be back. I didn't think they were going to hold it out. And my only reason was, and I was talking to Mersh about it when he was over, but the only reason was they're not going to pay Kit Harington that much money to be dead for 2 episodes. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Mitch, guesses?
I would have guessed 3 or 4 episodes, but at the same time, it doesn't make sense for him to just still be lying in that room for however long time passes for 3 episodes. So,
Mersh, how long do you think?
Now, you know, I'm not familiar with this show. I just decided to start watching it, starting with this episode. So, Jon Snow, he's the guy, I guess, who with the rent-controlled apartment everybody's fighting over.
No, you're
right. They're all standing off at the door, and the landlord wants him out, right? It's the eviction guy. No, in all seriousness, I didn't think a single episode was going to go by without a Jon Snow credit.
And yeah. Rorschach?
And you can't show a dead body more than 3 episodes without people getting pissy.
True story. Rorschach, how long do you think he was going to stay dead?
I was with Royce. It's going to be early in the season. They're not going to let his body sit there and rot.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I am with you guys. I thought at least 1 or 2. And before we kick off, let's go around the room. Does anyone read the books? Just yes, no. Anyone read the books?
I don't.
Nope.
All right.
Matthew,
normally,
Mark, Luke, and John, right?
Normally, yeah. We do have 1 or 2 people that have read the book. So this is the first episode we have no book readers on.
Well, and also at this point, though, we're past the books that have been written. So
this story is based on the Quran. For people that don't know, very big story about
it's true.
Him,
you know, Muhammad had dragons.
He did. He no. You're confusing dragons with illiteracy again.
Okay.
Very similar.
And couldn't read? Epilepsy.
And both equally powerful weapons when used against people.
Mitch, you had a good point, though, because a lot of the feedback that we've been seeing from season 6's episode 1 and 2 is how fast-paced the shows are going now that we are not tied down by J.R.R. Martin's slow writing style. And I could definitely say, I don't know about episode 1 as much as episode 2, but episode 2 was just like, bam, plot.
Right.
Yep.
I'd say episode 1 was still like, hey, remember all this shit that
we
were watching?
That's what Sherry said too. She's like, episode 1 was just was an hour long previously on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, hey, remember this guy? And remember this guy? And remember what this girl's doing? But as far as exciting parts of the first episode, I would say I loved seeing Brienne of Tarth finally kicks some fucking ass for Sansa.
Holy crap. I marked out when she came in the first episode with the fucking sword and was just fucking killing bitches.
And I say props to Pod just for not getting himself killed.
Yeah, no, so I during that, I was like, he's going to die. He's totally going to die.
We were all worried.
It was funny because it's like Theon and Sansa have to jump off that fucking castle wall into the snow and like, okay, we didn't die. Now we need to run through the snow and we didn't die.
I wish
now
they
we need
explain.
To cross this frozen river and not die with the dogs on us. They can't follow us through the river.
Am I the
and then roof, 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 here's the dogs. Oh, fuck.
Am I the only one that's had a prom watching Reek on screen? Because no matter how good of an actor he is, I just keep thinking this guy's no dick.
It's like, true.
It's really well,
it means
difficult.
It means he's more he has nothing restricting him when he's running, so he would be able to run pretty fast.
Yeah, it's like when a swimmer shaves their legs.
Exactly.
Way more extreme.
I kind of wish that they would have explained how they could have survived to jump off a castle wall that high.
The snow. I'm assuming there was a lot of snow at the bottom.
They hit a snowbank.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure like a lot of snow is just like ice, like Scrooge McDuck diving into like a pool of like gold coins. It's a lot of like solid mass. You're going to break something.
Listen here, Florida boy. I know you've been to Baltimore before, but I grew up in New York. We've literally jumped off of like 3-story homes onto snowbanks. Like, yeah. It's fine.
There's videos.
It's not recommended. Soviet Russia.
There's videos in Russia of people jumping off of 8-story buildings into snowbanks, like, and being fine.
In Soviet Russia, bank bails out you.
Yeah. Well, by the way, speaking of bank, I'm very upset that we have not come back to the series favorite, the Iron Bank. What's going on? What's the interest rates like
right
now?
Well, the last
now?
I heard was Bernie Sanders was going to break up the Iron Bank into smaller banks.
I believe in this.
I would love to see them try to do that shit.
And then subsidize mortgages in Westeros.
I mean, look, you say what you want, but I'm ready for the spinoff. And this show's going to have a spinoff. If we do just a political drama just about the Iron Bank, I'm in.
Well, I would say that we have seen why there's been troubles in the Iron Bank, and it's because they've had a change in the CEO of the bank for a few... Oh, wait, not the Iron Bank.
Yeah, they cut his head off.
Never mind. I'm mixing up the Iron Island with the Iron Bank. Yeah.
But what about the little people out there in the Iron Islands and the Riverlands? They need free college.
Oh, you mean the Dinkles?
Oh. By the way, guys, Ramcat just joined us.
Hey, what's up, Ramcat?
Hey, Ramathorn.
Hey,
we just got into the very beginning of episode one. So
okay,
well, the Iron Bank has backed two failed kings now, right? Joffrey and
good point.
And, yeah,
I can't. Yeah,
and that's not to mention the 2008 housing crisis.
Oh, please,
I've seen the Big Short.
Do you know how hard
I
it was?
I know what's going on at the Iron Bank.
You know how hard it was for Khaleesi to get a mortgage over there in Slaveland?
And now she lost all her boats.
Oh, yeah.
She lost everything.
Khaleesi and Slaveland lost all her boats.
Yeah, by the way, insurance companies are going to fail because they got to insure the boats. It's a whole mess.
Yeah. The Sons of the Harpies burned those boats, didn't they? I mean, yeah.
I believe
that's
so.
That's obvious, right?
I think so.
What a
I mean,
stupid gang name.
Thanks, John.
Sons of the Harpies. It's pretty bad.
That just,
right?
Dude, that sounds like a glee troupe. Hi, we're the Sons of the Harpy. We do preemptive jazz.
It really is. It really is awesome when you compare it to. Oh yeah, what do you guys do? Oh, we're the second sons. We're all the unwanted kids from our family. Get drunk.
Who are you guys? Oh man, we're the Jets. We have a big rivalry with the Sharks.
It's like when you're up against guys that drink and fuck and fight, and you're like, we're the Sons of the Harpy. You're like, oh, you're gonna get eaten alive.
No, and so. So she lost her boats. Then we go over to Hot Lesbian Island, and they killed fucking...
everybody with a penis.
Yeah, they killed Bashir from fucking Deep Space Nine.
That's right, they did.
Yeah.
They just remember? Be murdering dudes left and right. They killed everyone. It's just women out there now. You're right. It is Hot Lesbian Land.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's my favorite land.
And that's all fine and good. They killed all the men, and now they're going to realize they don't have any men to lead. So,
what is the female... What is the female version of Bastard? Because she's a Sand, right? I mean, I forget her name, but she's a Sand. She's not legitimate. What is the female nomenclature for a Bastard?
In Game of Thrones, dead.
Yeah. Motherless goat.
In Game of Thrones, it's called dead. Future or a prostitute. Like that dude was fucking all his daughters in the older seasons.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that guy. And he was giving them all up to the White Walkers.
Right. Well, I think the preferred—I believe the preferred nomenclature is Caucasian walkers. But yeah, you're right. But we so they killed that wheelchair dude. And by the way, if you can't tell, I'm terrible with names.
And he could walk.
By the way, is anybody in this show doing good anymore?
Okay, that's a good question.
Is anybody benefiting from everything right now? Like, usually there's a bad guy that's like, I owned the other insurance company on those boats or something. But there's everybody's just miserable.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like this, the beginning of this season, everyone's basically getting their second wind and preparing for the worst.
The only person that's doing good right now is Hobo Priest. You know, the fucking
spare room.
Yeah, fucking that guy, homeless priest.
Wait, I would like to interject, and I would like to suggest that Brienne of Tarth is actually winning right now, simply because of the fact that she stuck to her guns or her swords, and she's got Podrick. She will not take no for an answer, despite Sansa Stark's best intentions to send her away, because she came back, and well, obviously we'll get into this with the second episode, but that's my vote.
I would say Tyrion Lannister is doing pretty all right. He has a city to run.
Yeah.
So that's good. And he has his best friend at his side.
Yeah,
he's still drinking too, which is really helpful.
Yeah, he's doing
great.
And
his best friend is like becoming a stone person or something.
He's doing great. He's doing great. He was left responsible for the city for one day and all the boats were burned down. Yeah, he's fucking killing it. No, he's doing terrible.
They weren't his boats.
No, but he was responsible for them.
She didn't say look out for the boats.
Whoa.
Yeah, she didn't. She said look out for the kingdom.
Hold on.
Marie is literally the teenager that just ruined your car.
Sorry.
And he goes, so what? It's not my car.
Sorry, but it's implied. It's like if the president dies and the vice president takes over, no one has to tell him, hey, be careful for Iowa. Like, that's one of the states. You don't have
to
remind
him. Are you
saying
Tyrion Lannister is Lyndon B. Johnson?
Well, no, I'm not saying
that.
But
with a bigger dick.
Yeah. He's rocking that dick. I mean, they've made comments to his penis size. And by the way, you could see them. Side note, but this is related. Dinkles on SNL doing space pants may be one of the funniest things that's ever been filmed.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Oh, you are.
How are you not familiar?
Oh, you are.
Do you not have cable in Ybor City? By the way, Ybor City should be a part of the Game of Thrones lore.
No, it's still just organized crime and cigar factories. It's weird.
Wow, it hasn't changed much since the 50s then.
Really weird.
So what are all the theories that you guys have read about the Red Woman's necklace and its magical powers?
I like to bring something up.
Okay, just ignore Marie's question, and we'll talk about what you want.
No, I'm bringing something up.
No, we're doing
that
it
has
your
to
way.
Do with the necklace. Can I proceed?
Go on.
All right, I remember a while back, maybe like season 3 or 4 when she was around. I remember she took the necklace off, and she was normal with her perky tits and small nips.
You mean you remember seeing somebody pass that around earlier this week, and then you remember?
No, I actually followed up, and because I have all the shows on demand.
Whoa, on demand, big spender over here.
Well, yes,
fuck yeah.
John is right. That is one of John and Mersh are both right. That is one of the fan theories that was like, well, hey, in this episode, she took the necklace off and still looked pretty. What happened?
Why are you talking like Seinfeld though? What's the deal with her necklace?
What's the deal with these magic necklaces? You take them off, you look old.
Westeros. See,
then the other theory that I read was that there was a vial that she took where it was poison, it wasn't poison, but then there was another theory that I read where she basically just didn't care anymore to have the facade of a beautiful woman with awesome breasts, by the way, and she just, you know, her spirit was broken because after all of her proclamations that Stannis Baratheon is the one true king and I just burned this child and this war is going to win successfully on our behalf and none of that happened. Like, she basically fucked up and fucked everybody's life up. So she I'm tired.
I really could have not have. I fucking the old lady had a 3-inch clit and I didn't need to see that on HBO.
Why did you look that close?
Because I have a big ass fucking
first
TV,
off,
motherfucker. If,
first off, the reason she had a 3-inch clit was in memory to China because she died recently and
rest
they wanted
peace,
to add
China.
Something to remind aww. People.
Yeah, rest in peace, Joni Lohrer.
Yeah. So that's the reason. But by the way, out of that whole scene and when she was old, the creepiest part to me was when she was the way she crawled into bed. She was so creepy, you know?
That's just the way like it in bed every night.
I've been doing it every night since I saw that episode.
I just kind of I just sadly take off my clothes and I slump my shoulders forward and I crawl over into bed and I just kind of slide in.
Now, yeah, was that an actual old lady or no, did the actress who plays Red Witch?
It was an old woman, but her face was CGI'd onto somebody else's body, kind of like they did with Cersei,
right?
When she took her Walk of Shame. But I have to say this: it's the ruby on the necklace that is the manifestation of Rhaelor's power, because whenever Melisandre does something in his name, it glows. But you know.
Okay, let me ask you this then. So you've seen the episode, obviously. Did you catch the smirk that her reflection was throwing back at her when she was looking at herself in the mirror before she turned around to go to, you know, put the fireplace out with her mind and then go into her nap of depression and all that sort of thing? Like, it was almost kind of making fun of her at the time. I don't know if anyone else caught
that. No, I did not.
No.
I didn't catch that.
Like, she was like, yeah, I got some tits.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I saw the smirk that you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it.
But I mean, the fear, from what I'm picking up, is the fear with her is the reason they showed her being old is I think every time she uses the magic, maybe that some of her dies, maybe her bringing Jon Snow back is going to kill her. I mean, I'm thinking.
Didn't they say that she's like 200 years old, though?
Yeah, she's supposed to be really old. Yeah.
200. That is the hottest 200-year-old ever. Sense, Royce.
I'm sorry. One at a time, John?
No, I said I totally like that. I didn't think about that. That totally makes sense that she loses, you know, her beauty every time she uses her magic.
But who was betrayed here? Was it Melisandre's faith or was it Rhaelor has abandoned her?
Well, that just sounded like I tuned into AM radio and there was like a pastor's sermon on.
That's a good point.
I mean,
yeah.
Because we have seen that Rhaelor does manifest miracles in this world, you know, resurrection, healing, etc. But he showed her that Stannis would rule Westeros. And what happened there? I don't understand what happened, because he's like the only god out of all of these religions that has actually shown his power in the world.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
just, you know,
maybe because she was arrogant when she was making all these proclamations to the Baratheons and his armies and Davos, especially because Davos and her weren't on good terms to begin with before this entire season started.
Or perhaps they just needed to make her play her part until she gets to Jon Snow to save Jon Snow. Like, who knows?
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
So maybe she was just following what she was told because things had to play out and people had to die. But I just pretty much assumed that she just got bummed out that she'd been doing all this shit and then she had to burn a kid and then it was like, oh, well, the snow melted, but everything still failed and everyone died and too bad for you. But then I loved Sir Davos is all like, have you tried?
You got any gum?
have you tried resurrecting somebody before? You want to?
I mean, I've seen you do all these other things.
You
want to
give it a shot?
And you know, it must feel like an ass. The fucking medical doctor who took like 2 years to revive fucking the mountain, because he's there like doing all these potions, and this bitch just, you know, says mecha like a high, mecha hiney ho, and fucking Jon Snow comes back
and a pretty please.
Yeah. She like cut off his hair and a little bit of his pubes and threw it in a fire, so it just smells like burnt pubes now.
I was just getting angry thinking about how she didn't think that she could resurrect someone from the dead because she didn't try it. What other magical things can she do?
Yeah, I know.
That she just assumed she couldn't do because she never tried.
I'm not sure that she did, because the ruby never glowed.
Oh, that's... Well, then again, because he didn't come to life until she left the room, so maybe we didn't see it glow when it occurred. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Because it was only him and Ghost that were in the room.
Or maybe the LED display is broken on the ruby.
Oh, that's a good point. You got to go to Westeros or Radio Shack and get that fixed.
Forget to shake
it. Find one because they just shuttered all the stores. Real pain.
But before we get to the second, we already didn't say second episode, but back to the first episode really, really quick. We also saw the fucking handsome one hand knight.
Jamie.
There it is. Came back and broke the news
to Cersei.
To Sarah Connor, number one.
Number two.
Number two, you're right. Three would be Khaleesi. Sarah Connor, number two, broke the news to her that what's her face? And she said that somebody had told her a long time ago. Now, was that shown on the show?
Yes, it was. It was at the beginning of it was the opener of last season.
Because I didn't remember that. So I wasn't sure if that's something that was showed or something that happened that all their kids were going to die or meant to die.
It was the flashback. And I want to say that the lady's name was something the Frog, but she basically said that
Maggie the Frog.
Maggie the Frog. There you go.
No, I think it's Kermit D.
That all of her children were going to die and that she was going to be left, you know, weeping for them at some, you know, during various stages
of life. That's not true. It was actually two of her children were going to die. One of them was going to marry a black and be dead to the family. And that was,
it's a very specific, passage. It was in the books, I think.
That was the coldest reception to a show.
Let me tell you something though. Did anyone feel bad for Cersei whenever she finally realized, like, oh,
absolutely,
yeah, my daughter's not coming back.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's the first time I actually ever felt sorry for her. It's one of her only endearing qualities is that she loves her children. She loved her children.
I felt bad for her when Joffrey.
Yeah, I felt real bad.
Has anyone noticed that all the Lannisters are slowly starting to get the same haircut? Like
all of them all have of the them? Same hair
yeah.
now.
Like,
yeah,
like
they are all getting the Ellen haircut. What's going on?
Yeah, because when she was
King's Landing supercuts assistant manager.
Exactly.
Yeah, they all have that Christian Bale from The Big Short haircut. They're all doing it themselves, playing drums.
Yeah, I was going to say she. That. When you don't see her, she's hitting the drums back by the Iron Throne.
I'm actually turning around on Cersei now. Ever since she
are
did
you
her,
really?
She's still a yeah. cunt to me.
Ever since her. She did the Walk of Shame back, I'm kind of more on Team Cersei than I am on Team Weird Religious Guys.
Don't get me wrong. I want the Sparrows to all get smashed by Ser Strong and Cersei, but I don't give a fuck about her. Children, I don't give a fuck about her. The only, like, if it came to a Lannister that I care about, it'd be Jaime. So,
You know that Cersei is just brooding inside, and she's just planning, and she's gonna fuck everything up.
I think the Mountain is gonna destroy everybody, I can't wait to see him take on the fucking Sparrows.
Mitch, you don't think female David Bowie is gonna do a good job taking down everybody?
The Sparrows have probably reached their limit now. It was implied they
arrested. Like I'm listening to a religious broadcast.
When you do talk about the names of the show, it kind of does.
When he's doing it, it actually sounds like a preacher on the radio.
It was implied that they arrested Jaime, and I think they've gone too far this time, and that they're gonna kill them all. I mean, they're dead people now. They're dead men walking, I think. So
I mean, yeah, but you know, we also before we get into the second episode, really quick, one more thing in the first episode. Little Daredevil, when she gets beat up Arya.
Oh, Arya Stark.
Little Daredevil.
Oh,
do you think
she's
gonna stay blind, or is she actually gonna regain her sight?
I think she's gonna stay blind for a little bit. I don't know if she's gonna regain it, but I know in the second episode you see Chris Cornell come up to her.
Sexy Jesus.
Sexy Jesus. Yeah.
I'm actually glad that he's back. I was worried that he was dead.
No. He was. They
I don't think
he
can die.
No.
I can give a spoiler here.
Uh-oh.
He's just wearing a mask.
In the book, you mean? Do you know the book?
I know what happens to I know what happens to her.
Well, no, then don't spoil it.
Don't be the book person.
Yeah, don't do that.
Spoil.
Guess would be that this is only a test for her to heighten her other senses, and then they'll give her sight back.
There you go.
All right.
You still did a spoiler.
That's a spoiler. Do you understand what a spoiler means?
Confirming a spoiler still.
It's
means
when
it's
you
a spoiler.
Leave your chicken on the counter too long, and then it starts to smell really bad.
That's called salmonella.
Oh,
it's like if you were to say,
"Hold on, salmonella alert!"
If you were to say, "Oh, I'm still reading the Bible, but I were to guess that this guy probably dies, comes back 3 days later, and you go, "Yup," like you still spoil.
It's like,
oh,
come on! But going back to transitioning from episode one to episode two with the Cersei comments. At first, I was super mad at her son, King, for being like, sorry I didn't visit you, Mom. Like, I was about to be really angry at him. I'm like,
I wish I could have done more, Pop. She was like, it's okay, you were off at King Summer Camp.
Yeah.
But then he follows up with, I want to do better, Mom. Will you teach me how? And I'm like, aw. He's asking
Come on, teach
for
me
help.
How to
Dougie.
You're like,
oh,
you're so dead.
Yeah, she's going to die so horribly when it does happen. I'm going to be there licking up her tears. Or
was I the only one that found it incredibly funny that Tommen's Baratheon crown doesn't fit correctly?
I also found that funny.
It's like sitting on the top of his head. I don't know. It was hilarious.
It was probably his baby crown. He's growing into his teenage crown, but they haven't like christened it yet. But
it's definitely messing up his King's Landing supercuts haircut. So
going back now that we're starting the second episode, the chat room says Hodor's Wiener says, how about the undead mountain muffing the guy in the face and destroying the back of his head? Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
The dude just
I was there in the square and I saw Queen Cersei walk down that wall and I'm like, oh yeah, she gave me these eyes. I'm totally like, yeah, here's my dick.
And did anybody else not notice when he was peeing on the wall and they had that profile shot? He has like a 12-inch cock.
He did have a big penis.
Because you can see it like.
But how amazing are the mountain's ears that he just overhears every fucking conversation about this shit?
Every time.
Dude, someone had to have go to like, dude, you're not going to be what this motherfucker said.
Every
He's
time.
He's got awesome hearing because he has no neck anymore because it's like a trunk. It's a tree trunk.
It's just a giant amplifier.
Ears. It's mostly ears.
A lot of woofer.
It's a lot of ears.
Sponsored by Behringer.
Like one of those old horns that they like a cartoon guy would hold up to his
ear.
Yeah,
the guy that brought him back ran out of skin, so he used a lot of foreskin and just ears. So that's pretty much what's under the helmet. It's gruesome.
Was anyone else assuming that Tommen wasn't allowing his mom to see the dead body because he was afraid she was going to fuck Jaime over it?
Probably.
That did happen. That's a good point. That's a good point.
They do have a history of fucking on coffins. They should stop doing that.
I did. I was like, are they going to fuck in front of... By the way, those goddamn stupid googly eye rocks made me laugh.
I was about to say, they can do a little bit better with
Come
those
on.
Rocks, man.
You can do better than that. You fucking look like those fucking Groucho Marx glasses on her.
Or no, just when Christopher Walken was on SNL and he put googly eyes on all the ferns so we can look at him better because he's frightened by ferns.
So
I cannot for the life of me remember her daughter's name. Is it?
I guess we're the wrong
just
person.
Call her Jessica. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Lacera or something. I can't remember.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Lacella?
Marcella.
Not the one that talks out of the side of her mouth.
Marcella?
Yes.
Marcella?
Your cella.
Her cella.
Were cella.
My cella.
So, the name. So then my Sharona. we go. Fucking. So yeah, episode two starts off. Oh, by the way, before we also mentioned that we forgot to mention that over in the Night's Watch, at the end of episode one, you have what's his face, Stannis, the dude that's always saying Stannis Baratheon. What's his name?
Dravos.
There you go, fucking
Sir Davos.
There Davos, it is. Yeah.
He's there with all the other boys and asking for mutton and getting ready to fight these people. He sends what's his face to go get the people from
the wildlings and the giants.
Exactly. So when that fucking giant came in and just smashed that guy against the wall.
One. He fucking snatched him, smashed him, and then threw him across. Like, I'm still waiting for the because they talked about when the white they talked about the giants. I'm still waiting for them to show the giant just take his fist and just beat someone into the ground like a fucking steak.
It's a fucking brutality from Mortal Kombat. He smashed that guy's face so hard.
Well, that's why you don't shoot a giant with an arrow.
Oh, am I the only one that fucking wants Night Watch, Dennis the Menace, that little kid to get fucking eaten by Ghost?
Yes.
I was hoping absolutely. He was the one the giant would throw.
Me too.
Am I the only one who's annoyed at the fact that if you're going to have a show with a group of guys like the Night's Watch that have gotten killed more than any other group in the show?
Talking to the mic, Mersh.
I am talking into the mic.
It's a little low. Anyway, go ahead.
But no, wouldn't you start off with more than like 90 guys? What do they have left now? Like 12 guys?
I don't know, but apparently when the wildlings and then 1-1 the giant came in, and as soon as 1-1 smashed that guy, everyone's like, fuck this. Just throw your weapons down.
Because that giant would destroy them all.
Calling it a day.
Yeah, so we have that. Then we move. So yeah, so before we have the mountain is hanging out now with Cersei, and you do see when she wants to go see the daughter that they have like basically half the armies there with, and I'm like, man, fucking the mountain could fuck all these motherfuckers up. She doesn't go to see him. to see her body. Then at over there you have Jamie with fucking the High Sparrow. High Sparrow, yeah.
So sick of the Lannister drama.
I know.
And the Faith Militant.
So they're hanging out there. Basically, they've taken over the entire king. But it doesn't make sense to me because you still have a fucking army. Like, I know that there's a lot of hobos with sticks, but can't you take them out with, you know,
yeah,
your
army?
They were
in the church. Like, isn't that kind of their, you know?
I think
can't touch the church.
It was heavily implied that they have numbers.
Look, my point is, I understand it's like, you know, you're not allowed to fucking bomb a mosque or something. But at this point, come on, you know, they're fucking everything up.
The Lannisters also have their own army plus the King's Watch. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they've got a huge army, and I think the Sparrows are going to get really fucked up in the next episode, I bet. Yeah.
I also like the flashback from the second episode. Hodor apparently spoke. I want to know what made him stop speaking and just saying Hodor.
Okay, well, let's try to at least stay in some sort of track here. Okay, when we saw Hodor, Bran was having a vision. That we finally went back to Bran, and he's hanging out inside the Avatar tree.
It looked really boring. They all looked so bored in there. Like, when
how long
is
have
he
they been in there for?
Yeah, I don't know. He's obviously aged.
A season and a half.
Yeah, right. He's like so 27 like 27 now.
Conservatively, give him like 2 years. So they've been in that tree hole for 2 years.
That's about accurate.
I smell horrible down there.
So he has that vision where he sees his family. Now you guys have to help me with who he saw. I know he saw his young Hodor who could speak. His name is Willis.
He saw his dad and his.
He saw his father. He saw his father's brother, who you know disappeared in season one, and he also saw. We finally get to see Lyanna Stark, that you know the Targaryen and the Baratheon king. You know,
right?
You know, we finally get to see her, and she was beautiful. You know, we understand why a war happened over her.
I don't understand why a war happened over her. Maybe
that
puss
though.
So
that tight push.
So what do we think happened to Hodor that made him retarded?
He got kicked in the head by a fucking horse, probably.
He probably saw something and he's been catatonic and he's afraid to speak.
Mark is joking, but I think that's what happened from reading shit online. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I think the book probably explained it a long time ago. There's a lot of history that I think that the TV shows glaze over that the books have. And I think that was one of them.
I think Hodor was just molested by that guy that had the braided you know, beard back when he was a kid.
That makes sense.
Talk about it.
That makes sense. Yep.
And that would explain the guy's beard.
Now, what do we think Bran is going to do with this power?
Not walk. That's for sure.
Yeah. Predictions, early ones right now, he's not walking.
He's not walking. He is. That's
what he's not Christopher Walken?
No, he's not walking out of there. That's what he's saying. And what about fucking Poison Ivy lady in there that's hanging out with him? Who's that bitch?
Yeah, what the fuck is that thing?
It's a child of the forest. That's one of the first people on Westeros.
Like a wood imp?
Fuck, it sounds like a fucking Legend of Zelda.
It was the nymph that was leading them past the White Walkers during the last times that you saw Bran during season four? Was it four?
Yeah.
Four. So.
So he refers to the guy at the tree as a three-eyed sparrow. So is he the three-eyed bird, crow, whatever the fuck that thing was?
I think he was.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
Well, and again, you know, they've been in there for so long that Mira, who was the sister of the, I can't remember the character's name that died while
Jagan was it
the one that was hungry for Hodor's dick?
Yeah, and I can totally sympathize with her because you know she's right. All they do is sit in there, and he has visions, and he gets to go and do all these cool things, and we're meanwhile just stuck here while he's you know warping somewhere else. So, but I guess the Child of the Forest was saying, just stick with it. You guys aren't going to be here very long. I promise you, you're going to be leaving. You're going to be leaving.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, from what we were predicting at the end of the last season, we were saying things like, Bran should be able to get into the head of a dragon and fuck some shit up as a dragon. But now he's going back in history. He's not even possessing birds anymore. So...
Yeah, it's Benjen Stark. Benjen Stark. That was his uncle's name. Yeah. It was, God, I can never remember Sean Bean's character's name. I can never remember
Ned?
It.
Ned Stark?
It was Neddard, and Benjen Stark, he was seeing fighting, and then Lyanna, their sister, came. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was an interesting vision because, you know, we found out about Hodor. Hodor is obviously very old. His name is Willis. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And he was a stable boy.
Yeah.
And he used to speak.
But I guess the tree beard guy was pulling Bran out of those visions because Bran was happier in them because he could walk and see his family as opposed to being crippled and sad in a frozen forever tree. So.
Well, he had a good metaphor. He was saying that the ocean is a beautiful place underneath, but if you stay there too long, you'll drown. So.
Yeah. So I guess he has to show him something nice and then take him back out and remind him where he is and that he has a job to do, although we don't know what his job is. So more to come with that.
Right. Well, apparently it does involve dragons. And speaking of dragons, I mean, we'll talk about, you know, the Dinkles, because the Dinkles had
one of the
best ideas this episode.
The balls on that guy, huh?
So, right.
Yeah, how to train your Dinkles.
Holy shit.
Who all was just completely panicked for the Dinkles right there?
I mean, he did speak to him. He did say, "Hey, I know your mom."
There's a theory that there's a theory that the Dinkles is related to Khaleesi. Apparently,
that he's a Targaryen.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they actually, I read an article where they were saying that this was implying it in that he talks and has the speech of how when he was a boy he desired a dragon, and that's supposed to imply that he was part Targaryen because he wanted a dragon so bad as a kid.
Yeah, I don't understand, number one, first of all, why Varys would even imply that, you know, Tyrion is clearly not of state and mind to rule while Khaleesi is gone. But also, number two, he's just as far away from the dragons and the Dinkles as possible while he's releasing these huge chains off of them.
Where are the dragons going to go? Why did they go into the back of the cave? Why didn't they fly out the front door?
And I don't understand Tyrion's plan. Who are the two dragons? It's Rhaegal and Viserion, right? Those are the two dragons.
Yes.
Is his plan to release them so they'll go find Khaleesi?
He made clearly that dragons should not be held in captivity, so they need to be free.
I think his idea is that if he shows the dragons that they can trust him, then he can use the dragons to make sure that he can, you know, keep control of the city, beat the Sons of the Harpies and other stuff
like that. But they also said the dragons weren't eating because they were in captivity.
But they were drooling. Right. Yeah. They were very hungry.
Well, wait a minute. Let's recap, too, because Slaver's Bay is now back to the slavers. Yun Kai is completely falling. The fleets are completely burned to shreds. Everyone is, like, hating what the state of Meereen is. And so I guess what the Dinkles was trying to suggest is, listen, we need some good news, any good news. Let's release these dragons. Something's got to stick. Something's got to give. Let's try some new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
are we going to go with the Dinkles? Is that his name now?
On this show, he's the Dinkles.
He's the Dinkles. Okay, the Dinkles.
I prefer Space Pants.
But. Well, Space Pants is good too.
It's newer.
Space Pants. I'll do Space Pants.
His fucking Space Pants skit was one of the funniest things ever.
Do we want to get into the evilness that is the Boltons?
Oh goddamn!
Oh my god!
Those goddamn Michael Boltons.
Those motherfuckers.
That took me by surprise, but of course. He reaped what he sowed there. Roose reaped what he sowed there because his bastard son is a psychopath. He is an insane psychopath. I mean, there's just
he has
no
eyelids. He doesn't blink.
He never blinks. Exactly. Yeah.
I just find it very ironic that Roose died basically the same way that he killed Robb Stark during the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Which is up close and personal, as everything seemed to be on the up and up. And then, of course, it's not. So.
I was not surprised with that entire scene. Or Mark, you were with us. I was like, called it. He's going to totally stab him right there. There's a knife in the back of his pants. Like, I saw it coming a mile away.
Well, right. And you know who I feel really bad for more than anybody is the Maester of Winterfell, because every time he runs in with good news and it just gets completely bastardized, no pun intended, or actually pun intended, sorry, not sorry, when it comes to, hey, your mother has a new child. Oh, I'm supposed to bring them up. I mean, yes, Lord, I don't want to die. Please don't kill me.
How about, hey, I realize crazy bastard son is in the room. Maybe let's not bring up the brother in front of him. Like, pull the king out aside and be like, yo, dude, you got a son. You got to get rid of this bastard. Like, Like, that's what I would have done. He's just like, da, 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 da. Hey, great news. You're not going to be king because this little baby that is helpless.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I think Lord Bolton's kind of a jerk.
He's a dead jerk now.
You've gone too far.
I think, you know what? I don't think that he's really a nice guy.
Why don't you, would you care to elaborate? I don't think I saw this coming.
Yeah, like, you know, like he's really mean to Reek, and he's always like killing women and like feeding them the pigs and dogs. So,
but on the flip side, to say something positive, he is an extremely good dog owner because he only serves the freshest meats.
Jesus Christ. And those dogs were fucking full after they ate their mom.
Well, they were.
Sherry said, I hope he has backup dogs because they're not going to eat for a week.
Queen Elizabeth had the best joke on Twitter. It's like, how long do you think it took those dogs to eat her? Of course, you know, baby meat falls directly off the bone. How long do you think it took them to eat her?
How hilarious would it be if you, the next episode they just show her eating dog bones and she ate all of them instead?
Oh, snap.
Okay, but
that
you
wouldn't
know, like,
surprise me.
The baby took that mauling like a champ because all you hear is his mom screaming. You don't hear the baby wailing or anything else. And so, you know.
Well, maybe they just ate the baby's head whole first.
Head hole.
Okay. Head hole.
I don't like head holes.
Whole head.
Look, all I'm saying is that his dad was even like, you're my firstborn. But I knew why he killed his dad, though. Even though his dad said, you're still my firstborn. If his dad dies, no one will say he's legitimate, and they'll give it to the, you know, that's what it would happen.
He's illegitimate.
Right. And by the way,
even if, you know, he said that what Ramsay is his son, he's still going to make his new son the king because he's his full blood.
Right. Now, I have a question. I was noticing Bolton's flag. Did anybody else notice Lord Bolton's flag?
No. What was it?
Okay, I'm going to post it in the chat room right now. Here.
An upside down X?
Our knives are sharp. It's the one where they flail their enemies and cut their skins off.
Like, I know, but I never noticed the flag. Like, that's fucking brutal, man. I noticed in the episode, like, that's his flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, skinless 69.
That's the symbol of the Boltons. It's the flayed man.
That's not nice. Seems like something mean. They don't like. Yeah. Again, this is why I think not a good guy.
No.
But you know what?
Be a really good album
those
cover.
Flags. They really got dedication though.
Good point. That's a good point. They get the job done. But I mean, I don't know how long this Lord Bolton's gonna last, and I think it's gonna end up being Reek who kills him.
Ooh,
well,
that'd be fun.
Well, Reek is going back to
Cali. Where,
like when Reek was talking to Sansa about, hey, I'm gonna go back home. I didn't realize that he was talking about his original home. I thought he was going back to Winterfell to go get some more of his, you know, body cut off. But he's actually going back to the islands, the Iron Islands, which, by the way, I'm sorry, but I don't remember anything in regards to this particular part of Westeros. I was kind of in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
They're the naval part.
They're like the Spaniards.
Well, no. The Spaniards are Hot Lesbian Island. That's the Spaniards.
Oh, okay.
Well, I remember his sister tried to rescue him. That didn't go well.
He tried to finger her.
Right.
And then he actually did. He actually did. Oh, when they were on horse together, he stuck his hand down her pants.
Sometimes you got to finger your sister. Hey, watch the episode. But, jerk off on your own time.
Balon. Greyjoy, the king of the Iron Islands, he's like the last of the old kings. Him with Walder Frey. I mean, who's left? Walder Frey. He's like the last. Balon's dead now. There are no old kings anymore. I found that a fascinating scene on that drawbridge.
I found it fascinating that out of all that hard stone, they said, let's just put a flimsy drawbridge in between the two.
Now we were watching it last night and I'm thinking to myself, you don't have to cross now. You can just wait until the storm passes and not have to go over, you know, the Pitfall video game bridge.
Yeah.
And even so, when he was having the conversation, like the first thing I'd be like, why don't we go inside and finish talking?
And then that other guy like walks in the middle and goes, earthquake test!
I know.
And that's his brother. His brother looks like, you know, he's doing pretty good with the South Beach diet.
Yeah, and Doc, he's never been in the show up until now. Is that correct?
Which one?
Euron.
You're on.
Greyjoy.
Yara?
Yeah, no, not talking Yara. To. No, no. Balon Greyjoy's brother, who was the one that was on the bridge with him, and they had their
I haven't seen him before. Does anyone remember him from before?
He's probably in the books.
I don't know, but Balon Greyjoy sounds like a knockoff Crayola crayons where they're all just gray.
I love that you confuse me with Doc. That's hilarious.
Sorry.
We didn't know he had a brother until now. Okay. And apparently his brother had gone insane. He said something about they had to tie him to the mast post so he wouldn't jump over.
Yeah. That's right.
So,
he did say that he went crazy and they had to bring him back tied up.
Yeah.
Oh, so his brother was the insane one, because he could have fooled me.
Yeah, you can't tell with any of them.
Is anyone really sane in this land?
And it seems like everybody really holds a grudge. Like, that's the main thing I like to think about Westeros. Everyone seems to hold grudges.
Never forget.
I think the Munich is the only one that's sane, the bald dude.
And by the
Fester Adams.
The fuck is Littlefinger at? I love that guy.
That's what I want to know. Where is Peter? We haven't seen him. We haven't seen Bronn.
Isn't Peter still in Winterfell? Didn't he go to Winterfell hoping Sansa was going to be there or some shit?
I don't know, but
no, isn't he still up? Isn't he still at the Moon Door?
He might still be at the Moon Door.
Things that we are going to be talking about rather soon. Where's Beric Dondarrion? Because I want to see him again.
Yeah. The thing is, like, they've introduced so many characters.
Yeah. Now the
Dothrakis are back.
Right. Now there's like new Khal Drogo.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention that. They sent Khaleesi to fucking Basic Bitch Island with the other previous wives. Fucking hang out over there. What the fuck's that about?
We're not going to kill you, but now you have to sit and be bitches with the other ex-wives.
Fucking hanging out with all the other basketball wives.
Probably making a lot of great sandwiches.
Like, hey, I broke fucking Khal Drogo's dick. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're good. We remember you. No one's going to touch you now.
But
yeah.
the new call also brought up an interesting question with, seeing a beautiful woman naked for the first time is one of the five best things in your entire life. What are the other four?
Domino's pizza.
Okay.
Domino's pizza. Papa John's pizza. a good steak from Red Lobster with a...
a steak from Red Lobster.
That sounds
disgusting.
I would think a good porterhouse from like Longhorn would be better than fucking Red Lobster.
You get the one thing at Red Lobster they don't specialize in.
A fucking surf and turf. You get a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger from Del Taco.
Oh, God. We got some echoing. Who's echoing? Mark, you're echoing for a second. I'll call you back. But it's a great question that I don't know what the other four are. I bet one is food related, one is sex related, one's probably horse related. They seem to like their horses. One's probably like living forever. Like that's
tattoo
a great
related?
One. Or maybe dragon related.
What?
Scar related?
Ooh,
speaking
yeah.
of dragon, why did the dragon drop Khaleesi there and just fucking leave? Like she just left? He's like, all right, later, bitch. Like, why?
Pick you up at 8.
These dragons are terrible. They're the worst.
They're still teenagers.
See you later. I'm really, going to take off. I'll see you in 5 episodes.
She should really take her dragons to obedience school.
It's implied that dragons need sleep and rest to heal and grow.
Oh, like so, every living creature?
Yeah. You know, so
like a fucking band of sea monkeys?
You know, that's just what's implied. You know, because dragons and mythical lore. By the way, these aren't dragons, they're wyverns, but that's okay. I'm getting really into
Hold on a second, Rorschach. Sorry. John.
Band of sea monkeys?
Yeah, band of sea monkeys.
What does that mean? You can't just say that.
You can't just
No, I'm not letting that go. I'm not going to let you go. Explain what that meant. I want to know.
You order them from the catalog. Uh-huh. You pour them in the water. Uh-huh. You watch them grow. You have to feed them.
I know what sea monkeys are, but what does it have to do with dragons?
And what kind of music do they play?
That they're all store-bought from a magazine with box tops.
The dragons are not store. You think Khaleesi saved the box tops to get her dragons? I think you're wrong. I'm not 100%
fairness,
sure.
They were just rocks, and she had to set them on fire to, like, activate them.
Oh, like how you put water on the little pellets and then turn into dinosaurs?
You're not
Thank you, Marie. Yes, that's what I was trying to...
No, you weren't. Sea monkeys have nothing to do with... Shut up. Sorry, Marie. Go on.
Oh, I wasn't the one talking about sea monkeys.
Just change the subject for the love of God.
Whatever, man. Fucking donkeys and fucking
donkeys
tomato
now?
Soup.
All right. Now we have donkeys?
I want tomato soup. I don't know.
I do want to go back to Sansa for a moment. We kind
of. Oh, I
want
to go back to Sansa.
Oh, oh we all want to go
put
back
her in
to
the
Sansa.
Back.
I'm sexing her butt, am I right, guys?
Does anyone else just feel a little happy for her that someone told her that she had Arya alive, but then felt really bad when they were like, just go see Jon Snow. He'll take care of you. And he's all dead up there.
That was a long time. That was a conversation a long time coming. I was so glad that Brienne had told Sansa, finally, yes, your sister's alive. She looked well, and she wasn't dressed like a lady. And Sansa goes... she never did. So I that was a kind of a humorous scene, but yeah, it was so good. And okay. Yeah. I love that whole scene there in the woods and Sansa, forgiving Theon was so great. I thought, because I've been a long-term advocate for Theon. I think
no dick wearing pants.
Well, I mean, he suffered enough, Marie. Come on.
Look, I agree. As
he ate his own dick.
That was fucking bad. As a guy?
Yeah, it was like, pretty bad.
That's
I was glad
bad.
For him, too. I'm glad he got a hug out of Sansa.
But really, he can really fit into the skinny jeans now because they don't bother him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. He doesn't have a dick, though. That's
what I mean. That's why they don't bother him.
It probably just looks like a mess right now. Like, you don't want to see that on TV.
I kind of do. Like, when they show him naked, am I the only one that wants to kind of see what's going on?
I mean, you've already seen an old woman, so might as well just, you know.
How many people have mutilated genitals on the show? Like, really, if you think about it.
At least three off the top of my head.
You have Reek, you have fucking bald guy, and you have...
Oh, the whole Khaleesi army.
Yeah, all of Khaleesi's... Well, I'm at Maine, but yeah, you're right. The whole fucking army.
So, a lot, to answer your question.
The Unsullied? Is that correct?
Yeah, the Unsullied. Yeah.
But I picture it, and I've pictured it in my mind. I picture he has a penis, but it's like cut off, and it's just like this flat instead of a rounded.
Are you thinking like a Doberman tail?
I thought the Unsullied didn't have nuts, but they had a dick.
We were never clear on this.
They never really explained that.
No, they did not.
But
yeah, I was glad for Sansa. I'm glad that she knows that she has some siblings alive. And now that Jon Snow's been resurrected, when she does finally make it to the Castle Black, she'll see her zombie bastard brother.
God, so many things. And now we've already forgotten about the White Walkers, too. Like, there's so much going on.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the winter's still coming. There's a shit ton of White Walkers.
Is winter still coming, or did it already came?
No, it's coming hard.
It's crazy. Coming really hard.
That's right.
Super hard.
All over Westeros. But
what about that jolly fat guy? Where the hell did he go?
Yeah. Sam. What happened to Sam?
Yeah. What's Sam doing with his fucking terrible mustache?
He's dealing with his wildling bitch.
Yeah. I think he just went south. He just left. We don't know where he went.
Is he gone too? Like, there's too many people.
He needs to take care of his baby now.
I love this show, but you need like 2 hour episodes at this point.
Yeah,
I was actually
plot.
Surprised that the first episode wasn't going to be like an hour and a half. You know, make it a little bit longer.
Let me tell you something. It's an hour, but it doesn't feel like an hour. It feels like 20 minutes because everything goes by so damn fast, and it's so fucking enjoyable, and I want to keep watching it, but then I got to wake up in the morning and go to work and all this other stupid crap that clearly is
be a person.
No bearing on my life.
Well, yeah, like an episode, it builds up, and then boom, as soon as it fades to black, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
So the best part, of course, the episode, the one that the internet's losing their minds on. Now let's finally get to it. Jon Snow's back, baby.
And better. No,
so
sorry.
the Red Witch lady, whatever you call her.
Uh-huh.
Nice tits. Perky tits.
Yeah, perky. Well, perky tits.
Perky old tits.
Her name is Melisandre, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Her name is Melisandre.
The one of Melisandre's tits.
Wait, before or after the necklace?
Dang. Both.
So,
yeah, no, just do it in the dark.
I'm going to go with after.
So
she'll
really,
probably gum you to death.
All she needed to do was give Jon Snow a sponge bath, and he wakes up.
And also, like, if you're going to resurrect him, why are you covering his penis? Does it matter at that point? I'm sure every woman wanted to see Jon Snow dick. Am I correct?
Yep.
And
well, also, in the last episode, I think when Jon Snow was alive, wasn't she trying to like get him into bed with her? And
yeah,
that
but she
probably
tries
would have done something.
She tries to fuck everybody.
Everybody with power.
Yeah. She's a fucking.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, it would have done something magically.
Do you think her vagina feels old on the inside?
Probably. Well, they just, it's all just like for show.
Guys, by the way, this is totally off topic and prurient, but I could tell that Kit Harington, he has a big dick.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I agree. I was thinking the same thing because all he had was a little cloth over it. And I'm like, man, fucking dude's packing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely
does. You can see it in all that garb.
No.
You can see the outline of it.
Yeah, the outline
like
of it.
Like the whole John Hamm in the skinny jeans.
Like, yeah, John Hamm is fucking packing too. Jesus Christ. But no, so yeah, she brings him back. At first, she doesn't think that she could.
Because she didn't try.
Yeah, she fucking try, bitch. And this is the first time we've seen someone come back from the dead outside of the mountain, at least with magic, since we met those other people. What were those people like early on? The guy with the eye patch that came back from the dead?
Beric Dondarrion.
Yeah.
Brotherhood of the
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's the Brotherhood of the what are they called?
Thoros of Myr.
Yeah, it's yeah, okay, but yeah, you guys know.
So yeah, I mean, so this is the first time that we've seen somebody actually come back.
I think we've all heard that it was possible.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you're right, it's the first time we've seen it. And so now that Melisandre knows she can just be resurrecting bitches, do you think she's going to be like, you get a new life! You get a new life!
And by the way, that's another question. This may be the first time, even the mountain, because the mountain wasn't necessarily dead, was he?
I don't think so.
He was dying and
he was poisoned.
Right. So
he was poisoned, but he still had his life essence or whatever you want to call it. So they basically siphoned all, he basically had a blood transfusion.
Right, and turn him into whatever monster that he is now. But
so I guess the reason why he's a monster now is because, you know, it was kind of like an unnatural thing. Whereas with her bringing back Jon Snow, that's why I strongly feel that he is Jon Snow. It's not like, I'm a little bit dead inside. It's like she mystically brought him back instead of like using science.
Do you think she's going to try to fuck zombie Jon Snow now?
Maybe that's the last part of the puzzle.
But is there any, if I'm wondering if there's any negative effects of coming back from the dead? Like
there is. There is.
Cause I'm thinking like Batman Lazarus Pit kind of thing, you know, where it kind of makes you go crazy.
Or he's just dyslexic.
Just something minor.
Just like Hodor. He's just going to say John.
John. Yes. What?
John. No, he's going to be like Hodor. He can only say his name. It's going to say John for everything.
Or he's colorblind now.
Just something minor?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think there's going to be
Not bad when you're north of the wall because everything's just black and white anyway.
Now, but look at her cleavage. Jesus Christ. Fucking Red Woman's tits are amazing.
She has the nicest tits in the show.
I think she may have the nicest tits in the show. I would agree. There's a lot of
because they've
nice
had
tits.
A lot of naked people on there.
I don't know. I still think Margaery is wonderful. And they showed her for a brief moment, still locked up, unwilling to go through the walk of shame.
Oh, yeah, she's fucking
hanging
out with the flying nuns over there. And
yeah, they did. They showed. Yeah.
Sorry, Mark, what'd you say?
I said that Smirk is gone, though. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. Now it's all, where's my brother?
By the way, that's a great picture of what Royce and I were just talking about. You can see his hog there. He's got his hog. He's got a huge dick.
He does.
I
mean, all right, so he's got a Val Venus going.
Yeah.
Melisandre has her shoulders shrugged like, I don't know how I'm going to suck this dick later.
That is what the picture looks like. I was saying when she was giving him a sponge bath, if he came back to life, the first thing he came back to life was a boner.
If I were giving that sponge bath to Jon Snow, I'd be sticking my finger in his scars going, boop.
Yeah.
Boop. What if that's the one thing he loses? You know, he can't get an erection anymore.
Or they had a full day sitting with his dead body. They didn't even attempt to play a game of Operation on him. Come on.
Well, let's talk about anything else we can talk about from these two? Because I wanted to talk about the next. They
no,
showed
let's
a preview.
Move on.
Okay,
because we need to wrap up.
One thing. Sure. I want to bring up because I'm obsessed with Theon. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the dynamic is going to be when Theon gets back to the Iron Islands and his father's dead, who rejected him, and his brother is now in charge. What is going to be that dynamic? I'm obsessed with that. I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. Based off of past happenings in the show, I'm going to guess positive.
I think
I think the sister is gonna be happy to see him because she thought that he was dead. in the failed attempt to try to rescue him.
That's very true. Yes.
So what the preview for next week apparently showed a flashback, correct?
Yes.
Now, who were the characters in it? Because I couldn't.
We saw Catelyn Stark again.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's right.
And there was somebody else. I don't remember. I was just so surprised to see Catelyn Stark.
Mm-hmm. Now, so there's going to be a flashback. I wonder if it's going to be one of those Bran flashbacks, you know?
Oh, that's probably it. I mean, if Bran is in season 6, he's probably going to show up in most of the episodes.
I would think it'll be probably a Bran flashback where he's seeing what happened. That seems to make the most sense. Does anybody have any predictions for what's happening this season?
I think Littlefinger will make an appearance finally.
Yeah, I know he's busy being the mayor of Baltimore right now, but I think he will.
You know.
The Prime Minister of Canada.
Also, yes. And also being the CIA guy who captured Bane.
I think I have a prediction.
Unsuccessfully.
That's a good reference. That's a good one.
Unsuccessfully, yes.
My prediction will be Khaleesi will re-win the new Khal Drogo's people and bring them back with her.
Okay, yeah, I think I see that happening.
I think with the dragon, she will.
Yeah.
I think when a dragon shows up, when three dragons show up, and then like, hey, this is my mommy, I think the Drogos are going to fucking calm down. Any predictions for Jon Snow? What do we think he's going to do when he comes back? You think he's going to be like retarded now? Or?
He's probably going to wonder what happened, and he's probably going to thank the Red Queen in his own
fashion. I think he's going to try to murder the people that killed him.
Like the fact that he's alive, he's going to regain everyone's trust again. And that cocksucker that tried to kill him the first time, he's probably going to seek revenge on him.
Nice. Anything else, guys, before we wrap up? Because it's been the hour. Man, it went by fast just like the goddamn show.
My prediction, Tommen is going to order the Lannister troops to slaughter the Sparrows. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one, too, that I think.
I did notice in the preview for the next episode there was a fight between a couple people in like the mountains.
Yeah, that was a flashback.
Who was that?
That was a flashback. I think we were trying to.
Oh, okay, it was okay. My bad. My bad.
I think I'm not sure. I mean, I think so. Right? Maybe I'm incorrect, but I thought it was a flashback. I like that meme. Marie has the fucking.
Heard you talking shit.
We're talking shit
about my queen.
Fuck. All right. All right, guys. Well, we're going to end this show today with Space Pants. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned next week, Monday, 10 p.m., same time. Game of Thrones, Wieners and Such, only on More Like Radio. We're out of here, guys.
My name is Jonathan Cummins, and this song is called Space Pants. Begin transmission.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.